Democrat Brad Ellsworth and Republican Dan Coats are not candidates that can be labeled tough when it comes to protecting the environment. Both, in fact, describe their policy positions with one word, pragmatic. Here's Brad Ellsworth talking about federal policies aimed at reducing pollution from coal-fired electricity plants.
I'm all for, reducing that reliance, but we're not there yet. And so to artificially restrict our coal use here in Indiana, if people are looking for a place to go, and our energy bills are going up by anywhere from 50 to 500%, they may go somewhere else. We've got to compete. We want those jobs here in Indiana.
And his opponent, Republican Dan Coats.
We all want blue skies, and we all want clean water, and we all want to take responsible steps in protecting our earth and being good stewards of the resources that God has given us. But we also know that we want to be cost effective in how we do this, and the steps that we take don't put people out of work.
There are many regulations coming from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency that could have ramifications for both Indiana's environment and its energy industry. But perhaps the most notable federal activity is around cap-and-trade legislation, which both candidates say unfairly hurts Indiana's economy. For its part, the state organization that represents coal and utility companies, the Indiana Energy Association, wants to see federal legislation, even supporting the Waxman cap-and-trade bill that was before Congress, in an effort to keep the ball moving forward. Organization President Stan Pinneger says companies know carbon regulations are coming and need to make business decisions about their aging plants.
It is a cloud hanging over our members' heads, and we prefer that there be a federal legislative solution that applies to all 50 states and to all utilities, and one that's fair for Indiana, and that's hard to get to.
At the heart of the cap-and-trade issue is the matter of climate change. It's there where differences in the candidates more clearly emerge. Again, Brad Ellsworth.
I think climate change and man-made climate change is real. I think it's something that we can address. I just think that we have to be realistic.
But on the issue of climate change itself, Coates says he's skeptical.
We're learning more about the radical agenda of extreme environmentalists who say we are doomed if we don't do something about this right now. The earth is going to melt. I think there's a growing belief that some of this is just overhyped.
But Kenneth Richards, an associate professor at Indiana University School of Public and Environmental Policy, says climate change and the policy decisions surrounding it are much more complex.
This isn't the sort of thing you prove or disprove. It's an issue in which you investigate, you develop probabilities, and you apply the best science you can. I think the real news, contrary to what Mr. Coates has suggested, is that there haven't been more mistakes, that there hasn't been more contradiction within the scientific community, given how complex all of this is.
So what about Indiana's emerging renewable energy sector? Like cap and trade, it's another area in which the two candidates don't differentiate themselves much. But their reasons for supporting its growth come down to job creation, according to Brad Ellsworth.
I think Indiana can be the leader in new development, being green technology and green buildings, and incentivizing conservation.
And from Dan Coats, a sense of urgency tied to international energy reliance.
The real issue, I think, for America is to wean ourselves off dependence on Middle East oil, because we see the conflict that it causes, the commitment to our military that it results in, and the fact that the leverage that they have over us.
Those issues just scratch the surface of the energy and environment issues before Indiana's next U.S. senator. The Hoosier state will also have a big stake in energy storage troubles, an aging electric grid, and the future of biofuels like ethanol. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Marianne Holland.